Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I am also a spiritual teacher. And the purpose of this show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine. And I have, and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning? Had divine healing? Felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you. You at 1-888-627-6008. If you want to call, you can call me at 1-888-627-6008. This is a non-judgmental show. It is a healing space for telling your story, and you could possibly heal yourself and others. There is a higher calling, I believe, on your life. I believe a higher calling is on all of our lives. And tonight, this evening topic is, does prayer work? And I always have to bring up all this because this is the questions that I ask myself. But I'm just asking you, audience, divine listeners, does prayer work or does prayer make a difference in your life? Well, it's an interesting question to me, and I hope, you know, you're engaged in this question as well. I mean, people can say yes right away, or some people can say, you know, I never pray and things still work out. But I've been praying since I was a small child, and so that's all. I don't know a time that I wasn't praying, okay? I've always prayed. I was born in a sanctified church, a church where we prayed all the time. Mom talked about prayer. Prayer is important. And I guess everybody pray in their own way and who they pray to. Some people pray, if they're Catholic, they pray to Mary, or they pray to Buddha or whoever or whatever. But I pray to the divine. I pray to Jesus Christ. Christ consciousness and God. And I'm sure that we can call it all different names, but except the devil, but you know, it's called different names, Jehovah, different names we call it, but it's the same source. It's the same God. It's the same creator that created all of us. And so what is prayer? What is really prayer? I mean, we pray, but what are we really doing and who are we praying to? I think prayer, I mean, my perception of prayer is in communication with the divine, the communication with God. You're either communicating with God, it's a way of talking to God, or requesting something from God, or whatever it is that you're trying to get to, but you're asking God questions, something you don't understand, or something you're praying about, some subject, something you want to happen. Or you hope to happen. And do all our prayers, are all our prayers answered? Are all our prayers answered? I think not. I don't think all our prayers are answered. And I'll tell you why I don't think all our prayers are answered. Because I think some things are meant to be. Some things are not meant to be. And we may not understand everything. And like I said, I don't always understand everything that's going on in my life. But we still need to know that we need to pray anyway. We need to ask anyway. But some things are not meant to be, in my opinion. I pray for a loved one. We pray for loved ones. We say, God, please don't let that person die. You know, it could be our son. It could be our mother. It could be our friend. I just had a friend that passed away of cancer. I pray for her healing. Not saying that God is not listening to you or the universe is not listening to you. I mean, it is the infinite intelligent God is listening, but some things are just meant to be at that moment. And so that's what we have to know, that everything that we pray for, it's a possibility that we may not get. Not because God is not listening. I've felt in ways that God was deaf to me in ways because God, can't you see that I need this or that and the other? Are you listening to me? I've been praying for this. But it's not always for our highest good. And we have to know God is always in our highest good and our highest interest. and what's going on in our lives, and we don't understand everything that's going on. So no, I don't believe that all prayers are meant to be answered. I know that sounds cruel, but it's the truth. And if you've been a praying, and if you've been in this role long enough, you will know that situations and things in your life is not always meant to be. And of course, they don't always turn out the way we want them to. But I say pray anyway. Pray anyway. Because you're praying to whatever the situation is, you're praying to deal with the situation, even if it doesn't go your way. Do you understand what I'm saying, divine listeners? Even if it's not going your way, you're praying to deal with that situation. Say you are praying for a loved one or a son that's, you know, that you feel is going to pass away, or something that's going on with your parent or in the hospital, and you are praying, and you're praying for real, Lord, please heal my mom, my sister, my son, my whoever. You're praying, okay? All right, say that situation don't turn out the way you want to, and that person passed, because it's time for that person to pass. We can't control it, and that's one thing. I mean, sometimes if we do pray, it will. I'm not saying we come together and things do turn around, but when they don't turn around, we're praying for strength now. We're praying for a different thing. We're praying for, because that thing didn't turn out the way we want to, we're praying to how to God to deal with the situation at hand. That's another prayer. So that's why I say praying is always, it's a good thing to pray. In my experience, I can't tell somebody else. I'm telling you my experience. I've been around a long time. So it's to me, it's just pray anyway. Pray just because God is always here. He's always here. He's always present. Or it's always present. Whatever way you want to, you know, put it, the divine is always present. If you don't want to put a he on it or whatever, you want to put a she on it, that's fine. God don't care. The spirit is still there. And it's always there because he's the creator. So the thing is, when your answers don't be, your prayers don't be answered in the way you think they should, you still should pray. You still should pray to be able to deal with whatever's at hand, to deal with that death that just happened to you. That death is devastating. You need God to help you, something higher than you, your higher force of God, to help you deal with that pain, that grief. And your family needs something much more than just the support of you all. You need the support of God. You need the support of each other. You need all that. But you need to know how to deal with it. Some people don't know how to deal with it, and they kind of snap out, lose their mind, whatever, or don't want to live themselves. There's cases where if death is involved, they don't want to, you know, live, and they take their own life. And this is what you're praying for. You're praying to deal with that situation, the terrible situation, because it's nothing that God, the divine, can't help you with. So this is why prayer is important. Prayer is always important. So we have to keep that in mind. No, I don't believe that all our prayers are answered, but in a way they are. But they're answered for the highest good, and that's what you have to start praying. If the loved one, like my friend, died with cancer last year in June, before I was praying, Lord, heal her. But I kept seeing that the fact that I was praying for a healing, that she wasn't getting better. She was not getting better. And so what I had learned to start praying was, Lord, I had to take her, Lord, give her comfort, give her family comfort. The praying started changing toward his will, God's will. God's will be done, because we don't know if it's their time to pass or whatever. You know, in the beginning, you can't. And I've heard of places where people prayed, and this person was on dire bed. And the family prayed, and the community prayed, and the church prayed or whatever, and the person turns around. So that happens too. That happens too. Miracles happens every day. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, my point is, pray anyway. Whether it's going the way you feel like in your personal and personality think that it should be, or the way it is. And so I say that prayer is good. I pray every day. I pray when I wake up. because I want to start my day in a prayerful way. I want to start my day in a day where I have God, the divine, leading my path before I even go outside, before I touch the ground. I say, God, please lead my path, because I know once I leave my own path, I mean, anything could happen. I mean, mixed things could happen. So I just, that's the way I get myself together, organize myself, is through God first. And that's what I'm saying. I say the prayer first, or I say it at night, or I say it both at night and waking up. But upon waking up your day, you need to, you know, my experience that I pray early on for my day. I ask God to watch over my family, put a protection over my children, my grandkids, people I know that I don't know. I just pray for all. I pray for all of them, the people I know I don't know. Send angels around of prayer protection, and for everybody's highest good, and that they reach their destination safely by way of car, travel, whatever way they're headed. That's my prayer. And it does work for me, you know, and it will work for you. But okay, so let's get back into prayer. So it's a whole thing I want to talk about, prayer. Now, when we pray and we ask God, or whatever our request is, or whatever, we could be just praying for peace of mind or whatever, because sometimes, you know, get crazy. Sometimes that's all you need, just, Lord, give me peace of mind if you don't have it. But whatever you ask in the divine for, and God for, your higher self, the higher God that's in you, Christ consciousness, you're asking in a way where when you ask, you have to be willing to receive the answer. And then when you're asking, you got to be in that place where I'm believing this is so, because you're asking now. Everything is now. It's really not in the future. You asking now, so it's being done now. You have to have the faith that when you're asking, this is happening now. God is hearing me now. This is the belief of that. This is happening right now, and it's in my favor, and God is working this out right now. You have to have the faith right then and there, faith and belief that God is letting this go forward right now. You can't pray and be doubting at the same time. And I don't believe that you know, God is a God where you need to beg for anything. This is an infant God. He has everything. And you're part of him, and you're begging. That means you're in a lackful state. You can't pray, and people, that's another reason why your prayers probably are not coming true, because you're in a lackful state when you're with God. And you have to be in a believing, you have to be in a faith before you pray. You have to have faith before you pray. Or you can pray for faith if you don't have it. I know that sounds weird too, but if you don't have the faith, then you say, God, give me faith for this to happen. Open up my understanding and faith for this to happen, whatever it is, the sickness, health, whatever, family member, I want job, employment. But you got to be in a state of receiving and knowing at the same time, yes, God is answering my prayer. It's got to be a belief there. It's got to be God. It's right here and now. And the situation, whatever it is, I don't know what it is. And everybody got a situation in their life. But whatever it is that you're praying for, you have to put it before you and God and know that God is working that out right now. Not in the future, right now. God is now. He's here now. It's not in the past, none of that. So you have to pray with the faith that God is answering your prayer right then and there. And I know I'm not saying nothing to new people, nothing new to you people that's already praying. This is what God had me to talk about tonight. And I just wanted to get in depth with that tonight. None of the subjects are new that I discuss. But I discuss them anyway, because there may be somebody out there say, you know what, prayer don't work for me. There may be somebody out there saying, you know, I don't even pray, you know, but I'm telling them, and I'm still telling you, the people that's praying, that why some of the reasons why some of our, you know, our prayers don't come true, because we're not believing it. we're still in doubt, even though we get on our knees or whatever, how we pray, we say, please, we hope this happens. But we're not really saying that faithfully, like, this is happening. God is really going to do this for me. God is taking care of this right now. I am going to have my job, or I am going to have my home, or whatever it is that you're praying for. But you have to ask God, Lord, please have it in your way. I'm going to release it to you. That means you don't know how it's coming. That's one thing about faith. You just leave it to God. You don't know what way it's coming. You can't say what way it's going to be. It's got to be. Sometimes it works like that. I'll just say sometimes it does work like that when you get specific in what you want. But sometimes you just have to let God work it out, because it may not be coming. You say, well, I'm going to get a check in the mail. It may come another way, is what I'm saying. The finances may come in a different way than what you think it comes. Somebody might bring it to you. Somebody might gift it to you. Your finances might come in a different way than what you think they should. You're saying, I'm going to win this lottery, or it should go in this way, and it may not come in that way. It may come in a different way than you think. So it's that we got to turn it over. We have to surrender to God when we pray. But at the same time, we have to have faith that this thing, whatever it is, money, whatever it is that we need for the rent or the house or whatever it is that we're trying to do, we got to know that this could come in many. God got infinite ways how he brings things. And that's another thing. We corn it a certain kind of way that we want it to be. And when it don't come that way, then we just cut everything off. We don't allow it to come in different ways. God is infinite, and he have many ways, our divine have many ways of how he channels through people and things. And we don't know which way it's going to be. We just know that it is. You say, Lord, it's happening. I don't know how it's going to happen. You can even say that. I don't even know how it's going to happen, but it's happening. It's in your will, Lord. You know, it's in a divine order. That's the way I ask for, Lord, put it in divine order. And that way, it's in the divine's mind. God got a greater mind, vast, and infinite than we could ever think of. So when we pray in that way. We pray in faith that things are turning out in God the way God is going. Lord, you handle it. Or you can pray in specific ways. I mean, you can pray any way you want to, but I'm just saying some ways, you know, we feel like it has to be a certain way. That's what I'm saying. You can pray any way you want to, but I'm just saying sometimes I've prayed, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, prayed it has to be this certain way. It's got to come through. The money has to come through this way, or the situation has to be, it has to be this house. I said it has to be here, but God know probably he see further than you. This house is not the best house for you. There's another house that's greater or better than this. Or there's another situation that's grander or better for you. But you saying it has to be that. So you cutting off the supply yourself. God supplies everywhere, but you cutting it off because it has to, you know, you feel like it has to be a certain way. And that's all I'm saying. It's open up the possibility. Let God do his work. And you just ask your request. And you can talk to God. You can talk to him through prayer. And that's what communication is. But then once you talk in communication with God and request or whatever it is that you're saying you want, then you have to receive it. Know that it's there. You don't have to worry about it. It's like you put your order in Amazon and it's there and it's coming. You know. And prayer is that way. In other words, you need to know that when you pray, you allow it. You have to allow it. First, you request it. You say, you know, you see it. You believe it. You see it in it. You don't have to see it, but you see it in your mind. You say, this is what I want. You believe it. You feel it. You say, I know that God is you know, going to answer my prayer, whatever it is. It could be a child that you want, or you want to get pregnant, whatever. It could be anything. And you say, Lord, I know I want this child. I can't get pregnant or something like that. That was just something that came through my mind. Maybe somebody's out there. I don't know why that came through my mind. But if you're out there and you're trying to get pregnant or something happened, and you say, Lord, I want this child. This child is your child. Only you can do it for me. You are the creator. You created me. I want this baby, but it's in your will that I have this baby and healthy and divine. And you turn it over to God and expect it. while you praying, expect it to come to you. Expect to be pregnant or whatever it is that you feel like you need in your life. But I'm just saying prayer is the way, in my experience. Prayer is the way to go. But it's certain things you have to do. You have to have faith in it. You have to believe in prayer. You have to believe that it's coming. You have to believe that, first of all, that you're worthy of it. If you don't believe you're worthy of it, it's not going to happen. I don't care how much you pray. You have to believe that you can get it. You can receive it. It's all in belief, too. It's all in belief, too. And like I said, you can pray to have the belief. But sometimes you're like, I don't know. I prayed before. It didn't work out, whatever. But just say, pray, Lord, I don't know. It didn't work out. But, Lord, I pray to believe. I know that sounds crazy, but I pray to believe. I pray to have faith in what I'm saying. Give me to show me a sign. You have to pray in those terms, in that way. And that way, you know, God can help you. But prayer is a communication with God. And sometimes people, you know, they pray for hours. You know, they're in prayer. And then, you know, they feel God is there with them. And then others, you know, they pray and they don't get no answer and they feel like God is not with them. But both ways, God is with you. It's just that you have to have the faith, too. The Bible says have a faith of a mustard seed, just a little faith. Just believe, you know, just I believe I'm going to have this or something better. And that's another prayer. Lord, give me this. I'm praying for a job. I'm praying for this specific job that's making this type of salary, that's making this money, or something better. Pray for that. You always say that, or better circumstances. God is always listening. The divine is always with us, but we can't always see what's in front of us. And so, you know, we get kind of disoriented. Some of us don't pray at all. And some people pray. I mean, some people don't pray and things still happen. I'm not saying that it's best for me to pray. Things happen in order for me, in divine order with me. So I can only share my experience, you know, with you. So divine listeners, you know, I'm going to be talking about praying and, you know, telling you what my experience is about prayer. So I was, you know, born in a church and born in this way. And it worked for me all my life. I don't know a time where I didn't pray. So I say you pray, but you pray from the heart. When you pray from the heart, then, you know, things happen to me. You don't half-heartedly pray. You know, I know, you know, some people, you know, it's, I hope this will come. Lord, please make this come, but they really don't believe it. They halfway believe it, and it's not, no. It need to be a heart-to-heart prayer. You need to have straight communication with God and have faith that things are going to work out for you. Have faith that, you know, God is here with you in your prayer, and things will work out in my experience of prayer. And I pray all the time. And prayer is part of, you know, my life and part of, you know, my family's life. So I continue to pray. So my thing is, another thing I want to talk about is praying and having this feeling of an opposite feeling of what you want. Now, you can pray and say, Lord, I want to have a certain thing, but I'm thinking about the opposite. I'm going to give you an example. It's the opposite of what I want, but I'm asking for it. I'm asking for a job. I'm asking for a good job, but I'm thinking of the opposite of that job. I'm thinking of not having a job at the same time. What I'm saying is you got to be thinking on one thing. You can't be thinking on the opposite thing of what you want. You got to think on the thing, the source that's coming through you of what you want. You can't think on the opposite. And so, therefore, you have to concentrate on the thing. You have to pray on the thing that you're wanting. And that's just where the confusion is at in prayer. And this is where you have to be in the receiving mode where I'm praying for what I want. I'm getting what I want in prayer, but I got to be in the receiving mode of getting it. And so that's where all the confusion is at, in to me, in some prayers. So I just, in my opinion, you got to be in the space of it. You got to be in the receiving of it and the believing of it to get the prayer answered. I mean, at least be in the receiving part of it instead of the opposite of what you want. And that's the way I see it. So I just pray in that state where what I want, or I ask God to give me guidance for the highest good, for what, you know, what's best for me. And so God can give me the greatest, the highest good. And so that's how I pray. I don't believe that you have to beg or anything like that. I don't believe that, you know, you have to do certain things. You know, you just have to have faith. And faith is where it's at. Guys, faith is everything. If you don't have faith in why you're praying, if you don't have faith in what you're doing. And another thing, also, before I pray, when after I pray, I say thank you. See, and that's another thing. I say thank you when I wake up and I pray, because it's giving thanks before it. It's like having faith before you say it. So you just say thank you when you wake up, and then when you start praying, you say, Lord, I thank you for, like I said, when I'm praying for my family and stuff like that, I say, I thank you for protecting my family. I thank you, angels, for being around me. So you give thanks. Thanks, that's really, you know, starting a faith too, when you give thanks and really believe it in your heart while you're doing it. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, while you pray. Then you say amen. When you say amen, that's powerful too. So you have to, you know, have these things in mind where you're thanking God in your prayer. So that's another thing. These are all ways that you can pray and give thanks at the same time, and have faith at the same time, and get everything going. And you're coming from your heart. You're coming heart to heart with your prayer, with God, and you can feel it. And then you got to pray with your whole body, your whole being. You know, God know when you're serious in praying. So you pray for it like that, then you know, you'll be in a better place, in my opinion, in receiving. And this prayer is just communication with God. It's letting God what you know, what you are requesting, and God know your heart, but you have to be in a place where, you know, you are believing and you're in faith with it. But you're communicating all the time with God, but this is a time where you set aside to communicate with God in prayer. And so, you know, prayer, it's a lot of things you can do with prayer. You pray for a lot of people in prayer. You can get together, and in groups, prayers are more stronger to me. With more than one person, it's much more stronger in churches or in groups or just at home or whatever. Groups are prayer. I believe in prayer. I believe in praying in groups. I believe prayer works. You know, it works for me and everybody that I know. I just believe in it. It's something that I know that you can communicate with God, and God is listening. God is always listening to our prayers. And he loves us, and divine loves us so much that he is listening. But you have to be in the receiving mode, and you have to be in the faithful mode to pray and get your prayers answered. And I love to pray. I'll just tell you guys, I love to pray because that's my time to pray and communicate. I love to pray with others, but I also have my own isolation of praying. Matter of fact, everything that's in my life, I've prayed for, just about everything. My house, my home, the people in my life, I pray with and pray for. Praying is very important. Guys, prayer is very important to me, and important to just life, period. And I say pray for people anyway, even though, you know, you know them or you don't know them. Just pray for them. And I'll tell you another thing. When you're having problems with people or difficult people that's in your life or on your job, you know, this is, I'm going to give you some more advice about how to pray with difficult people. If you have a difficult person or a difficult partner or whatever, here's how you pray for them. And what I do is, I'm just going to tell you what I do. That difficult person or that boss at night, you can do this day and night. You imagine that person in front of you. You imagine that person in front of you, and you, this is you at night. You clear your mind. First of all, before you do this, if you got any anger toward that person, you have to clear it. If that person upset you or something like that, you need to get it out. You have to say, this person hurt me. I'm going to express it, because ain't no use you start praying and you got anger. So you really need to get it out. If that person hurt you, like that person hurt me at work, I was like, my boss, she did something that I didn't like. I said, I didn't like what she did. I got that out. That energy was in there because I really didn't want to pray for her, to be honest with you. And sometimes you don't. But reason why you pray is to clear the energy. Okay? So what it is was, so I was angry with her. She did something I didn't like. It was not nice, whatever. I'm not going to get into it, but I was angry about it. I had to get out. First, I was praying for God to, I'll tell you, that's why I said you got to see what you're praying for. I was angry with her. I said I wanted it to go my way because I was angry with her. I said, she's wrong to do this to me. It was something about my leave. I'm not going to get into that, but whatever it was, I was praying a different kind of way instead of praying the way I should pray. I was praying that God would come and straighten this out and get her straight because she did something with my leave I didn't like and I wanted to go my way. But I found out when I got to work, I was so angry with her. My vibe was not right and I just couldn't get with her because she didn't do right. So, but I knew, I said, Karen, you're going to have to get with yourself. You're going to have to release this anger and this vibes from you. You know, because it looked like I was getting ready to have an attitude and just be in this mode. And it was me that was going to be in this mode. So I went home and I asked God, I said, Lord, I don't want to be angry. You have to move this out of my heart. So what I did was I put her in front of me. And you can do this to anybody you're angry with or whatever. And I asked God, I said, Lord, please remove this anger from my heart. I meant it at the time because I didn't want to. I just said, Lord, please remove the anger from my heart. Please remove this feelings and anger toward my supervisor, whatever, from my heart. Then I put her in front of me, you know, spiritually. I could see her face. She's not there. She's not in the room, but I just put her in front of me spiritually. And I prayed. I said, I talked to her. I said, Lord, release her, Karen, her name, to her highest good. Release her to her highest good. Lord, I mean, it wasn't easy because at the time, if you don't release whatever it was that, first I asked God to release the anger from me. That's how I pray. Lord, release that and make sure that's clear in me so I can pray for her and pray for the good of her and the good of me. So you got to pray for that person and yourself. Because if you start praying for things to happen to that person, that's not a good prayer. It's just going to boomerang back to you. The ill will feelings, the ill feelings, the mean feelings, the feelings that you have towards her, it's going to boomerang towards yourself. So you need to clear the air in prayer for that person and yourself. Even if you're going to court, you're in battle with your ex-husband, you are going through a divorce. I don't care what it is. You pray for that after you clear, because you know divorces can be really, they can be really messy. But you pray for your energy first. You say, Lord, remove these blocks from my energy. Remove it. Remove this from me. Remove it, and God will. and you clear it. You say, Lord, I want to clear this energy. If it takes you more than one night, I don't know, but I want to clear this within me. This anger, remove it. Because you don't want to walk around with this type of anger. So you pray for that. Then you get a chance to pray for yourself and that person. Now, if you in battle with them and you in court and you're having a upcoming hearing or something like this, this is how you do it. I mean, people think that you want to go battle and ask God to do something to that person. That's not the way. It never works in the favor. It never works right. God, do something to that person. He's wrong. She's wrong. She did this. She did that. Yeah. And I'm not saying you don't have those feelings, but you need to clear the air within yourself. You need to pray to God, remove that, those feelings from you and replace them. And then you pray for that ex that you're getting ready to go to court. We say, Lord, I want peace. This is what you really want deep down inside. You say, I want peace and harmony in this courtroom. That's what you pray. You say, peace between myself and my ex-husband. I want a peaceful solution. That's what you want. You really want a peaceful solution. So you want a peaceful solution between you and that partner. You say you want to you pray for that judge that's resigning over it. You pray for everything that's involved that containing your case. That's how you pray. You get into that. You pray for that person. You pray for yourself and you pray for the judge and everybody that's involved. You say, Lord, we want a peaceful solution. I told that to my nephew that was going to court in battle in a business. They had a business partner somewhere and he was suing them. They were in business together, but he was suing them and it was getting really ugly and he was upset. And he said, Karen, I'm very upset about this is going on in court. And I told him, he said, he was wrong. This was wrong. It was getting kind of crazy. And I said, listen, I said, you're going to have to get yourself together. You're going to have to pray that off of you. I said, you're going to have to pray for yourself to calm down, get out of that attacking mode because it's not going to work. I said, get out of it. Pray for yourself to come out of that. Remove that. Ask God to remove that energy from you. And God will. You just ask. He will. Remove the energy from you. And he did. I said, you have to pray for him. He said, what? I said, you got to pray for the man that's taking you to court, your business partner, whoever. You have to pray for him. I said, you got to pray for the judge. You got to pray for everybody that's involved. And he did that. And he had a great solution. All parties was taken care of. That's the way you do. When I mean I pray for everything and my family and everything, I mean that's your so-called enemy, but that's really divine in them too. See, your so-called enemy is God's child too. You're God's child. Everybody is divine. Everybody's sacred. They just don't know it. Okay, everybody is sacred. Everybody is God. Even though they're doing things, their actions are not of God, and they don't know they're God. And maybe your action is not of God, you know, and you don't know it. But the truth of the matter is, we all come from the divine. Everything is the divine. So if you know that, and you calm down enough to pray, you calm down enough to remove that bad energy from you, you can pray for your so-called enemies or your so-called ex or your so-called bosses, whatever that's an immediate threat or immediate aggravation to you. And you do it if it's 2 to 3 people. I've done it with 3 in a row. Well, I've seen all their faces and mine's too. But see, I know I'm part of it too. I'm part of the problem as well. Because why? Because my energy is mixed up in it. So we're all in it together. So I have to pray for myself as well as them. We got to pray for this energy that's going and flowing through all of us, which we all divine, but we have to lift that through the divine, through God. And that's how you get your peace in your life. Through prayer, you have to know that everything, the person that's crossed from you, and you may not see it that way, but God sees us all as his children. We're all divine. Even though we don't always, display it, we don't always act it, we don't always perform it, but God knows that that's what we made of. We're divine. We're divine beings. So that's how you solve your solutions. You can't fight fire with fire. If you want to, you're going to get fire. You say, well, I don't want to have a solution. And I felt that way. I don't want to have a solution with them. I want to burn this sucker down. She spit fire, I'm spitting fire. We're going to burn this sucker down together. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to feed that fire. She's going to feed that fire. And that's how murders start. That's how there's never a solution with that. And I didn't understand that when I was a kid because I'm a tit-for-tat person. But I had to learn to be different. I'm a tit-for-tat person. You do something to me, I'm going to do something to you. But it don't work out. It can get very from petty to murder. I'm telling you, it can get from petty to somebody really hurting themselves. I'm telling you, people really get hurt playing fire with fire. If you have a neighbor that's doing this and you do this and nobody ever make peace with one another, and there's never a prayer in it or anything, then it won't be resolved in a peaceful way. If you want peace, you got to become peace. If you want peace, you got to pray for peace, and you got to be about peace, and you got to receive peace, and you have to give it. So if you want peace in your life, you pray for peace and you become peace, and you see the peace in the person that you're praying for and divine in them, and there's your solution. Not saying that these people are going to act the way you want it, but you're dealing with it in a higher way. And the higher way is always God, the divine. The divine is the higher way. So that's how I pray when it comes to people. And it's always people coming up to you with different stuff or problems or attitudes or that little thong that's on your side of your, on your belly. Somebody's messing with you or somebody's messing with your kid. And that's been my thing. Somebody's messing with my child. But you have to even take that child in your mind's sight and ask God, say, Lord, bless this kid. I don't know what's going on with this kid. This kid is hitting my child. So I have to see this child and pray for her, pray for myself and whoever's involved in it and resolve it in a peaceful way. And that's where God come in, divine come in all of us. And so that's where prayer is in everything. Prayer is in everything. And that's where you can resolve things in your life and in others. It don't even have to be your situation for you to pray for it. See, God have us all connected. It don't have to be your situation. You could just pray for it. Or pray for someone. Or pray for groups or whatever. I know our country right now need a lot of prayer. So we all need to pray for it. I know I've had my views on things, but really I need to be praying for a solution on both sides and praying in that way. And if more of us do that and pray in that way, we can have a better solution. But right now it's like everybody is, on this side, that side, and, it's this and that. But really, that's true prayer. And I know when I was younger, turn your cheek or, all these expressions, I was like, nah, I ain't going to do all that. Because I feel like somebody mess with me, I'm going to do this, that, and the other back too. I'm just like the other person. But the truth of the matter is the solution is always God and in harmony with yourself and with the other person. With yourself first. Because if you don't have yourself under control and your emotions under control and they're in a not so positive way, you can't help anyone. So I always look at myself and I don't always be in the right way. So I have to get myself together. And that's why I stay in prayer. I do. I stay in prayer for myself, and then if I'm able to get myself together at times, then I can pray for others. I can pray for the solution. I can pray for the problem that's plaguing me. And it's always some kind of, challenge going on in our lives. So if you think of it in that way, you can better yet deal with situations. But, faith, like I said, play a big role in it. Belief play a big role in it. Being in the space to receive God is in a big role, plays a good role in it. All things are connected. All of them are connected. If you don't believe God can help you, or you don't believe God can help the situation, or you're just shut down, then you're going to feel hopeless. So you have to be in a faithful way and believing that, all things are possible. Like God said, all things are possible. And yet, being in a receiving mode after you pray, knowing that, that God is here for you and that things are working out for you. You just have to always have that mindset that you don't want for nothing. You're not in lack, folks. You're not in the lack. As long as you're with God, you're the divine, you have everything. You have abundance, love, peace, and joy. You have to get in tune with that. You have to be in tune with that, and you got to be in tune with your praying with that. And you got to be in the receiving mode of it. And so that's how I pray. That's how I pray. That's how I pray for people. That's how I pray for my family and anything that comes up. You can pray for it in that way. God is greater and grander than any of our situations that we're praying for. And if you keep that in mind, God is greater and grander, and can any solution comes up, he can solve it. Any problems that come up, he can solve them. So God is the ultimate. The divine is the ultimate. There's nothing too big for God, nothing too tough for God. But you have to believe that going in. And I know most of you listeners do. I'm not telling you nothing that you don't know. I'm just telling you the part that when you are angry or something is going on with you, you can ask God to remove that anger. You can ask God to remove that sorrow. It don't even have to be angry. It could be that, like I said, somebody passed or you hurt or whatever it is that's going on with you. You can ask God to remove it. Or ask God to help you deal with the situation. Because sometimes you can't do anything about it. Something that's taking place right in front of you that just happened. You're in it. So there you are. You in the middle of it. It's going on. And it's horrific or whatever's going on. You just have to take the time out and say, Lord, help me deal with this. How do I deal with it? And it'll come. Wisdom always come, but you got to be looking for it. You can't say that and then start running. No, you have to be in the receiving mode. The minute you ask, it's answered. Believe me, it's answered. But you got to be in the receiving mode. You have to be receiving the information from God. That's why I say stay always open. You got to be open for the information that's coming through the divine, and it's coming through you. So you have to be open for it. You're asking, but you got to be in the receiving after you ask. If you ask, you got to be receiving. And so he'll give you the answer. The divine will give you the right thing to do at the moment, at the time. What do I do now? You're asking, what do I do now? And then it always come. Because he's right there. The divine is right there. So it'll always come what to do next. And if you still don't feel like it, you still pray anyway. You pray anyway. And it's always there. Believe me, I've been in situations. I'm even now, just in situations. And I just ask God. I said, Lord, tell me what I need to do. And it's always there. It's always there for us. God is always here. So you have to be in that receiving mode. And when you pray, you have to be also believe and have faith in what you're asking for. Why are you asking it? Say, Lord, I know you can do this. I know this is possible. I know this is happening right now. That's the way you have to talk. I know this is happening right now. I believe it with all my being. I believe it with my heart. And if this ain't happening, then something better. You can add that. Something better. This situation or something better. So when you say something better, you're not saying it has to go come through a certain kind of way. And that's what I've learned. Reason why I'm saying it. You don't have to come a certain way. It could come infant ways. It can come any way that God wanted to, but you'll be open for it. And you don't have to be stuck in that way. So you just got to stay open. Let God lead your life and pray, and God will. But you have to be in that praying state. You have to be in that praying state and that receiving state in order to receive what God is wanting you to have. And know that even if it don't come out the way you specifically want, that yes, God is on the way. He's got something better. Something else is going on. Something else is happening here that I need to know. Or sometimes we just need to learn whatever that's happening before us. I prayer ain't answered for another reason. Something else we need to learn. We have to be open to all of that. It's something else God wants us to know. It's something we need to learn at this state. And so if you keep that in mind, then you won't go wrong. You really won't. Because you know that whatever that's in front of you, it's your teacher. It's here to teach you something. You say, Lord, what is this here to teach me? And you'll find out what it is. So if you don't get what exactly you're praying for and something else shows up in the head, know that it's teaching you something. Don't be at a loss, and then you can move through it. Or then you can ask God to help you move through it in a way where you can get through it. But prayer, it's very powerful. It's a powerful way of this. How else are we going to talk to God and communicate with him? I mean, sometimes you can just talk to God and that's praying. You say, God, I don't know how to fix this situation. You know, you're praying then. You're praying right there. So it's really a communication thing. It's really a communication with God. And God is always here. You don't have to be fearful or anything like that. God is always, you know, here. And I believe in angels. And the angels are here too with us. And you can ask them. You can ask the angels to help you as well. I go in deeper with it, but I ask, you know, all that is part of God, you know, the angels and all that. So, you know, I believe in all that. And not only do I believe in it, I experience it myself. I experience it in my own prayer, in my own life. So I try to, everything I learn in my life about praying or whatever, I share it. Because it's helpful to me, so then it can be helpful to you as well. And so I try to share everything that's helpful to me. And I know that if you're in a certain state of mind when you're praying, and you're not in the faithful mind, you think you are, but you're in that mind where I hope or I, you know, doubting or whatever, or not really in that, you know, faith where God is doing it right now, then you may not, you know, get your prayer answered. Or you need to, you know, ask God to help you to believe that this is going to occur. But if you're praying in a hopeful way, I mean, you know, hopeless way, and you don't think God can help you, or you just thinking like, okay, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I'm going to pray anyway. You should pray anyway. I get that. You should pray anyway. But you should pray in faith. You should know that God, the Creator, is always here. He's powerful and knowing. Everything is through Him. He's the Creator. So I just wanted to say that about praying. You don't have to beg God. I just pray that everybody have a great year. I'm in prayer for everyone and all the listeners, that they have a wonderful year and a prosperous year, and that everything works well for them in their lives and family. But don't forget, pray in faith, pray in belief, and in love, and with a peaceful mind, and you can get on through this year, baby. So I love you guys, and I pray for you all for 2020 and beyond. So now I'm getting on down. My next show is in 2 weeks, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. You can contact me at Divine Intervention from DDL at gmail.com. And I want to say good night, and I'm praying for everyone in 2020. Have a good night.